Okay, today's daf is Erevin Yerushalmi Daf Yudches. We are in towards the end of the second parak here of Maseches Erevin. We are on Yud Zayin Mabeis. We just did the Mishnah. Va'od Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. So we're talking also another halacha stated by Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda Ben Baba said in the previous Mishnah on the Yud Zayin Mabeis Aleph, right, there was a machlokas about our Dyumdin. And what is it allowed for? So we already had a limitation that it was only allowed for something related to Olei Regalim. Remember, if it was for the Olei Regalim, at the time of the Olei Regalim, or because of the Olei Regalim. So three different days. We had that at the beginning of the parak. But then we had the Mishnah about Be'er and Bor. What was it limited to? Like, are you allowed to, for any water source? So we said no. We said the Tanakhama said that, Rabbi Akiva said that only for all bears, and only for a bor harabim, not for a bor hayachid. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba said only for the be'er harabim, a bear which never runs out of water, and rabim where it's people are going to remind each other, and it's a tzarech, so that was be'er harabim. So that was Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba's chumrah, that it has to be limited to only the be'er harabim. So the Gemara says, va'od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba has another halacha. Od amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, we learned in the Mishnah. Again, let's read it again, because the Gemara is going to comment. Hagina v'hakarpev, shu shivim amma v'shirayim al shivim amma v'shirayim. Right, where the shear that we have been talking about, the, of two besa, 70 and a little by 70 and a little, which basically equals about 5,000 square amos. Mukefes gather gavoa asara tvachim, surrounded by gather, metaltalim betocha, ubavachi heba shomera, obeis dira, oshite smucha le'ir. So this is a chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba. We've learned that when you have a karpe, shluka fladira, a big area that was not enclosed for residential purposes, and it's 2,000 amos or bigger, so then you need a some type of hecker that is going to make it residential. But up until that point, you don't. By this 2,000, you just any type of small enclosure, even if it's not a hukaf the dira. So that's the chumrah of Yehuda ben Baba, and also the previous chumrah in the previous Mishnah. That here, if it's 70 by 70, so if it's you still need the shomera or the base dira, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, that there are others that that argue. But he said hukaf the dira even up to less than two besa. Says the Gemara, "Vodam Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, v'chul Rabbi Shua bar Nachman, Mishum Rabbi Yonasa." Where does that shear come from? Where does the 70 by 70 come from? Mechatzer haMishkan lamdu. They learned it from the Chatzer haMishkan. The Chatzer haMishkan had that area. Orach haChatzer mea ba'ama, v'rochav chamishim b'chamishim. The Chatzer was 100 by 50. 100 by 50. So if 100 by 50 is 50 times 100. Says the Gemara, to the first half of, first part of today's amud is, math. V'chamshin zimnin min mea. When you have 50 times 100, ha'chamshin alfin. That's 5,000. So the Mishkan's, chutzer was 5,000 square amos. Shovin min shovin. So the shear given by Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba is 70 by 70. So 70 by 70 is 4,900, a little bit less. Shovin by shovin, ha'chamsha alfin para mea. Switch that to a hay. So 70 by 70 is 5,000, minus 100. So in the chatzer, it was 5,000. And this is 4,900. So that's the shirayim. Vitanina, shivim v'shirayim. That's the shirayim. 70 and a little times 70 and a little. So if you do the little, we'll talk about what the little is. So that gets it as close to, pretty close to 5,000. So that's why he wants to give a square measurement. And that's the measurement that is that is given. What's the shirayim? We'll get to Be'ez Hashem in a few minutes. But again, the chatzer, we learn numerous halachas from the Mishkan and the chatzer, the Beis Hamikdash, even already in this Masechta. Remember, we had 17 days ago on Daf Aleph, at least the Havamina. The Gemara had a machlokas about the Mavui. Remember, we had a machlokas how high the Korah is allowed to be in the Mavui. And the Wipaskin has to be under 20 Amos. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even more than 20 Amos. So what's the Nukudas Machlokas? So the first day of us, maybe they learn it from the Beis HaMikdash. Do you learn it from the height of the doorway of the Heichal, which is 20 Amos, or the height of the doorway of the Ulam, which is in front, which is even higher? So the Gemara says, okay, that's nice, but that doesn't fit, because according to Behuda, it can be even higher than 40 Amos. And then the Ulam was only up to 40 Amos. So we learn numerous halachas, from the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. I think we mentioned recently in one of the Shiurim. How do you know that you have to hold the Dalan Minim Derek Gedei Lasan? And we learned that from the boards of the Mishkan. The boards of the Mishkan stood up vertically, not horizontally. You didn't lay them on each other. You stood them up. So that's how we know that one has to hold the Dalan Minim. So again, it's important to know the structure. That's why it's interesting that the Rambam, in Hilchos Beis HaMechira, quotes many of the halachas of the building of the Beis HaMikdash, but all of these, I think, are from Bias Sheni. For Bayis Sheni, which might not be exactly like Bayis Shlishi. Like the Rambam writes halacha, but even if it's not halacha ma'isa today, but it will be. The Rambam doesn't quote ideas and halachas and mitzvahs that are harasha. Rambam is not going to write in the mitzvah not to leave your house when Hashem is doing machas b'choros. The Rambam is not going to quote that in Mishnah Torah. That's not a mitzvah daraisa. The Rambam is not going to quote the iser daraisa of going out to collect the mon and leaving over the mon, all those halachas. The issur of going on Har Sinai when Hashem is there during Maimon Har Sinai. Those are our mitzvahs. The Rambam says that a mitzvah is eternal. So it's interesting that the Rambam quotes all these halachas, because it must be partly because, A, Bayis Shlishi is going to be based on Bayis Sheni. The Rambam writes, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where do we know the dimensions of the Mishkan from the Torah? Where do we know Bayis Rishon from, say, from Halachim? We know Bayis Sheni from Mishnayis in Midos. How do you know Bayis Shlishi from Pesukim in Yechezkel? The Rambam himself says, we're not so sure how to interpret those Pesukim in Yechezkel. And remember, those Pesukim in Yechezkel were written, and they had that when they built Bayis Sheni. Right? But Yechezkel lived between the Batei Mikdash. Right? It was during, so, but they didn't know exactly what it all means. So it was a combination of Bayis Sheni and how they interpreted the Pesukim. That's the Rambam's Lashon. The Rambam says, "Binyan Shemana Shlomo." This is the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. Binyan Shemana Shlomo, Kfar Mefurish B'Malachim. V'chein Binyan Ha'asid Lehi Banos. Afal Bishu Kasev B'Yecheskel. Even though it's in Yecheskel, Einu Mefurash U'Mevuar. It's not exactly clear. V'Anshe Bayesheni Kishabanu B'Yemei Ezra Banuhu Kibinyan Shlomo U'Me'ein Dvarim Hamufurashim B'Yecheskel. It's like a combination. Right, it was based on Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi, and then the Rambam quotes what the Ikra Bayis is, the seven Kalim, and the Rambam goes through. But it goes through all of the, besides the structure of the, how to build all of the Kalim, except for one, the Aron. It talks about how to build the menorah and how to build the Shulchan, but not the Aron. So some point out, because there's only one Aron. There's only one Aron. You have to build that one again. That one's buried. And we're going to take it out when the time comes. And that's why the Rambam quotes where the Aron is. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out that diak. In the fourth parak of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, the Rambam paskins like a manda amar in a historical machlokas. Machlokas in Maseches Yuma, where the Aron is today. So one opinion says it's buried underneath the Kodesh Kodashim. One opinion says the Romans took it. One opinion says it went somewhere else. I don't remember. So the Rambam paskins like one of those opinions. The Rambam says, the beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, fourth parak of Beis HaBechira. The Rambam says, "Evan Isa Bokodesh Kadashim Maravo She'aleh Ha'aron Munach V'Lafanav Tzinsenes Haman U'Mata Aron." In the Kodesh Kadashim was the Aron and a bottle of Mun and the staff of Aron. U'Beis Shabana Shlomo Es Habayis V'Yada She'Sofa Licharev. Unbelievable. When Shlomo Melech built the Beis HaMikdash, he knew it was not going to be eternal. He knew it was going to be a temporary. Bana bo makom lignos bo ha'aron. He built underneath a basement to put the aron in. Lamata b'matmonios amukos va'akalkalos. Deep and crooked. Don't try to find it. V'yoshio ha'melech tziva v'gunzo b'makom shebana shlomo shenamar. There was a mesorah that they had this underground secret passageway, and Yoshio put it there. And they also put there the mata aron and the tzitzenes, the shemana mishchap. They're on paskins that. So ask the Rav Soloveitchik, why does he paskin the historical machlokas? Right? In the Mishnah Torah, it's halacha. Whether it's halacha that applies today or not, but it's halacha. So explains Rav Soloveitchik, because he felt that if you don't have an Arun there, there's no Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, when they had Bayis Sheni, the basic Kodesh Kedusha was empty. But it wouldn't have made any sense, and they wouldn't be able to even have that more inferior, in quotes, chas v'shalom, I'm not calling a base medrash inferior, but a lower level kedusha, right? Chazal say it, it's not me, right? Lower level kedusha of Bayis Sheni, but you wouldn't have even be able to have that if you didn't have the Aron. Because the Aron is the source of all kedusha, and that's why the Rambam says that. The Rambam says, Dafka, it was buried, because that's the source of all Kedushas Beis HaMikdash. And that's where our salvation felt also in a shul. You don't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses if you don't have a Torah there. You don't have a Torah there. See, sometimes you have a mincha minyan, in a work area, where they have a mincha every weekday. And then a fast day, and I gotta work. But there's no Torah there. So he felt that area has Kedushas Makam Hatila, but it doesn't have Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. Kedushas Beis HaKnesses requires an Aron, with the Torah in it. And that's what comes from the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash required that it was there. It was underneath the ground, but it was there. And therefore, that's why the Rambam passes that way. But there are many other halachas. The Rambam in the fifth perek talks about the shiurim for the chatzer and the like. Harabayis hamrihu chamesh meos ama al chamesh meos ama. Harabayis with 500 by 500 amos mukav choma v'chamesh sha'arim lo. He goes through all the sha'arim. And then he talks later on, as you go further, Ezra's Nashim, was included, and there are four Lishchos around Ezra, that he quotes the Azara. The Azara was Kuf Pei Zayin, 150, 187. Okay. But either way, this is all related to our case, where Yehuda ben Bava learns from the, Chatzar HaMishkan, right? The Shir, and we learn also. We just know that it's the Shir above. Under the Shir, then you don't need anything. Above the Shir, then you need it to be royal, hukaf ladira. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds even up to this year, it has to be, hukaf ladira, you have to do something. But, as we said, you're a little bit off, right? The Mishkan was 5,000, it was 100 by 50, and the shear that he gives is 70 by 70, which is 4,900, but 70 and a little, and 70 and a little. So, as the Gemara is about to go through a little math, what's the little? And with the little, right, if you have to add on a little to a 70 by 70, you have to add on a little, rectangle, to each side. So that little is going to make it much, very close to 5,000, square amos. Vitaninan shivim vishirayim. I'm sorry, that we saw shivim vishirayim, 70 and a little. Vitani Shmuel. So Shmuel says, skipping the next word and a letter, shnei shlishi amashanu. It means 2/3 of an ama, meaning 4 tfachim. Right, an amma is 6 tachim, so 2/3. So it's 70 and 2/3 amma by 70 and 2/3 amma. Now we're going to go through a little bit of the math. So where does that bring us? Where does that bring us? I remember often the Gemara goes through math equations differently than we would have done it. Right? And sometimes it gets to the same conclusion, but sometimes it does it a little differently. It goes through different steps and different stages. So 70 and 2/3 amma by 70 and 2/3 amma is going to make it up to very close, a drop less than 5,000. That's why the shear is given in the Mishnah. Here we go. Says the Mishnah, Shovin Zimnin Min Shrein Taltutin. If you have 70 times 2/3, right, 2/3, Shivin Zimnin Min Shrein Taltutin. You do that twice for each of the enlarged areas on each side. Altogether, that gets to Avdin Meyav Arbaim Taltutin. You get 140. Meyav Arbaim Taltutin. So each extra area equals 140 by a third amma. Shehain, which translates into Tishim Vishalosh Amma Vishlish. Altogether, 93 1/3 amas. 93 1/3 amas. So what did we just do? We were off by 100, right? We had 5,000 to 4,900. So if you add on 93 1/3, then you're pretty close, right? Then you're pretty close. Then you're only 6 2/3 amas short. 6 2/3 amas short. Tsei Mehen. So now we go. Tsei Mehen. We're gonna make it even closer. Tsei Mehen Arba Chuin La Arba Ruchos. Right, you have to take off a little more because the two squares that we added on have an overlap. Right, so you have to duck another 4/9 of an amma. Nishtayer sham tisha aser taltutin chaser chua. What does all that mean altogether? The carbonator here does all the math. 6 2/9 short altogether. Again, 70 2/3 times 70 2/3 is 4,993 7/9. So that's very close to 5,000. So Gemara says, that's the 70 2/3 and 70 2/3. There's a little bit, but the Chamim didn't care to be medactic for it. So when Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava gave the shear, it was basically 5,000. Again, seven is off by 6 2/9. But that's a little bit of an amma that is okay. Sometimes we find that we do our best, right? We're not medactic, right? There's a principle called Lonit Natorah Lamalach Hasharis. Right, and sometimes the Gemara uses that. Whatever the shear is, but you know, as medactic as one can be, right? One might say, "How can you, who talks about this?" The Minchas Chinuch. I've quoted this before. The Minchas Chinuch in the end of Shmos talks about this in the context of Shemen Amishcha and Ketores. There is an Isser D'Oraisa to make the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil that was used, the anointing oil that was used in the Mishkan, there's an Isur D'oraisa to make that. But it's only Asur if you make it exactly using the measurements of Moshe Rabbeinu. So one second, how could you be so exact? Who's that? Maybe this is an Isur you can never violate. Because how could you ever be so exact in Medaktik? Moshe Rabbeinu by the blood, by the Har Sinai, a Malach had to come down and split it. Rashi at the end of Mishpatim. So how can we ever violate this Isur? So that's the, what the, Minchas Chinuch said, what's the Sefer Chinuch says, the Mitzvah Kuftes, Mitzvah 109, the Isur of making the Shemen HaMishcha, Ubamas Kunto Lo Sa'asu, Kimei Olam, and the Gemara tells us, Mei Olam Lo Nasim Enu Ela Osa Sha'asa Moshe by Midbar, only the oil that Moshe Rabbeinu made, V'amru Sheneis Nasa Moshe Kula Kayim Masalavo, and it never got used up. That was a nace. The oil that was used to anoint every Kli of Mishkan and every Aaron's sons and Aaron, they all used a plenty of oil. It never got less. Umasha Otsi Abimeno L'mashichas HaMishkan Makelov HaBracha Hishlimu V'shein Chayavin Al Asiyaso Ela Bishasa Suhu B'schum Samamanav. Exactly. They talk about why is there no Isser of Chatzi Shir. Interesting discussion. But that's Mas Kunto Miloshon Cheshbon B'cheshbon Samamanav. So Minchas Chinuch discusses, but there's a principle called E.F. Charlotte Samtseim. You can't be so exact. Who can be so exact? So the Minchas Chinuch says, Lodin Torah L'malachei Asharis. In both by mitzvahs and averis. By averis, the Torah wasn't given to angels, meaning you do the best you can. And this is in terms of being bad. Meaning, if you make the Shemen HaMishcha in the shiurim that the Torah gives, even if you're off by a tiny, tiny drop up, you're still going to get the avera. Lodin Torah L'malachei Asharis. Whenever the Torah says for a certain measurement, right? The Torah tells us you have to eat matzah, a kazayis matzah. How can you know exactly if you think a kazayis matzah? You go what you think a kazayis is, right? Happens to be on Pesach night, the mitzvah is to eat minimum a kazayis matzah. Right, if you eat more, it's also part of the mitzvah. But that's what the Minchas Chinuch says. V'chein kol achilas mitzvah o iser tahatora agmarei shehem bekizayis o shiurim achirim sheish b'torah hatorah nitna tzimtzum lefi daitenu. Right, and that's it. B'das adam talya mosa torah tzimtzum lokein. Aval b'mitzvah she'ena mitzvah tuya b'shir rak mitzvah hi b'fnei atzma b'char. Right, b'char was the efshal tzamtzim. If right, two animals come out at the exact same time, that's the where the sugi is in Maseches B'charos. So we assume. Do we assume mitzmi min hashamayim efshalat samtzim? Either way, this is again like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says here. That it's close enough. It's close enough in terms of the shiurim that we're giving. Vayter says the Gemara Karpev. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. These areas, these large areas that are surrounded. Sheish bo midas asayim. The Karpev that is exactly sasayim tusa enamut latalta ba'el ba'arba amos. This brisa says. You're only allowed to be metaltel, again, if it wasn't hukaf ledira. So exactly two sasayim is like bigger than a base sasayim. And then it is usser only up to four amos. Hayu, that's the shear. So we paskin, you know, base sasayim and more, that lemaisa, we need in order to be hukaf ledira, or you can only carry four. Four amos. And so we said last week, all the examples, if you have a wooded area, if you have a lake or all these, so it might have to be taken out of the Erev, but if it's we have the heter of the Dvar Shmuel, if it's a very little part of the city, maybe you have a kula. Okay. But what about this case? So Yishtayim, Bazeh, Beis, Chaser, Arba Amos. You have two very large areas right next to each other. One of them is a Sa'ah, and one of them is a Sa'ah, less four amos. So altogether, it's not two saw. So if this was one big field, mutter, nothing to talk about. It's less than two base saw. But here, ironically, because it's split into two, because it's very close, it might make it worse. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabbi Yochanan mitaltalin b'shem itashlum l'rishon. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, there's nothing. There's still mutter. Add up these two fields that are next to each other. It's less than base saw. Less than base saw. Nothing to talk about. It's mutter, right? It's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Altogether, it's less than two Beisah. Rabbi La B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, that was Rabbi Zeir B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi La B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan says, no, this is worse. Ein Metaltelin B'Sheni Tashlumin L'Rishon. Right? You wouldn't be able to be Metaltel in the other one. Why? Karban Eida, Gazrinan, Shem Yitaldo Gam Mikarpev Shu Beis Sasayim Lekarpev Hasamachlo. Right? Because, where goes there? Because even though this is a little bit less than 2,000, but people might think that the only reason you're allowed to carry in there is because it's two fields. And because it's two fields, you'll always be able to carry if it's two fields, even if it adds up to more than two beisah. If you have one big field that's less than beisah, everybody knows if it's less than two beisah, it's mutter to carry here. And once it's beisah, it's usser. But here, if it's two fields, so then if I'm allowed to carry in it, if it's just less than two beisah, I might think, you know, I'm allowed to carry in this because it's two fields. And even if that field was 1.5 and this was 1, so it's plenty more, I would still think it's mutter. So that's why Chazal said, ironically, because if it's two fields, that makes it worse, and therefore, I wouldn't be able to carry in, I would have to look at them together. I'd have to look at them together, and one wouldn't be able to carry in them. Amar Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira says, and we're going with Reb Chaim Kadiasky's pshat of the next line, Moda Rebbe La, but Rebbe La, who just said the second day, right? Rebbe La says, it's usur if you have these, again, two fields. They're clearly two fields. One of them is Beisah, one of them is just under Beisah, so that even though it's altogether less than two Beisah, it's still going to be Usur. Moda Rebbe La, Shem Hayu Shlosha, Bazeh Beisah, Ubazeh Beisah. One has a Beisah, one has a little less than a Beisah, Ubazeh Beisah, and one has a Beisah. Moda Shem Atatlim Bishneni Tashlim Larishon. Let's say you have three fields in a row. The two outer ones are Beisah, the middle one is less than a Beisah. So explains the, Rav Chaim Kadiyevsky explains the Gemara. In that case, as long as you don't carry in the third field, you're allowed to carry in the other two. Because there's a hecker. If there's an area that you're not allowed to carry in, people will realize that, oh, altogether, if you look at it altogether, it would be a problem, but, the first two would be allowed. Look at the, Rav Chaim Kadiyevsky says, in this case, v'emsoi beisah chaser dal rama shebetaltelin b'shnai mehem to mitog she'ein metaltelin b'shlishi goli daite demashe metaltel b'shnai mishum she'ein bein shneim beisatayim. If you have, again, the middle one is just less than a beisah, so if you have, let's say, the left one and the middle one, you're allowed to carry in those two because there's one that you're not allowed to carry in. So people will realize, oh, you're not allowed to carry in that because if you look at them all together, I guess fields are looked at all together. That would be a beisah. But the first two, you can't carry him. So again, this is all within the world of derabanans. Mi da'araisa, this is all rishus hayachid pashtus, right? Because it's all surrounded by four walls. Four walls. Remember that Rambam, that we had, I think, in the Pirush Mishnayos a couple of weeks ago, we mentioned that you might say that, one second, we're going to be gozer by this karpef because you might have to carry in one with, you know, more than 2,000 amos. That itself is in derabanan. Isn't this a gzera l'gzera? You don't make a gzera atu, a gzera drabanan. Carrying in a karpef that's 5,000 amos, and that itself is a gzera drabanan. Now we're going to be gozer if there's two different fields, gzera l'gzera. And that's what the Rambam says. Chazal are allowed to do that if they think that the first gzera won't hold up were not for the second gzera. And the Rambam said, I think it was the Rambam in the fourth parak in Shabbos, I think it was the beginning of Bamet Tomnin. We quoted, where the Rambam says that also Gzera L'Gzera is only when it's two stages in history. If there's a Gzera, and then 100 years later, Chazal want to make another Gzera, up to the first Gzera, that's not allowed. But at the same time, where Chazal say, we need to make these laws as a package, because if we don't make this as a package, then it's not going to hold up, then that's not called Gzera L'Gzera. That's what the Rambam says is Kula Chad Gzera. I think it's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos, in the beginning of Bamet Tomnin, in the fourth parak of Shabbos. Good. We continue. Karpev sheyesh bo ad beisasayim. So now the a new rule. So if you have a very large field, ad here means going up all the way down to beisasayim. If somebody has a very large karpev up to beisasayim, amar Rebbe Avohu hol v'hu roy latir al yedei shayara. Rebbe Avohu is going to have the following yisod, and the Gemara is going to say not so fast. But what's the yisod? Rebbe Avohu says, if you have a very large base, right, karpev. As we said, you can't, it wasn't hukaf ladira, it wasn't made for residential purposes, you can't carry in there. But we learned at the end of the previous parak that if you have three Jews in a caravan traveling, you're allowed to carry in there. We're makel, by a shayara. Remember the last Mishnah or two in that parak? So Rabbi Yavo says, since it's mutter sometimes for some Jews by a shayara, we have that back on Daf Yud Beis, so there must be, v'zorak mitoch, b'yushas ram l'toch ochayiv. It must be that it's really, it was just a yachid midaraisa. That's Rabbi Yavo's rule. If it's ever mutter in any circumstance, it must be a rishus hayachid d'oraisa. That's Rabbi Yavo's rule. And the Gemara is about to quote three cases, not true. Maybe, even if it's mutter sometimes, that means it's a karmelis d'oraisa, not a rishus hayachid d'oraisa. So you might say, a karmelis, what's a karmelis? Because this whole Gemara, as Rav Chaim Gadevsky says on the page, sounds like the sheet of the Rambam against the other Rishonim. Remember in the Hagdamah to the Masechta, we'll get to it. The Hagdamah to the Masechta, we said, put to the Rambam, if something is surrounded by three walls, it's a karmelis, it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Everyone else says, no, three walls is Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. The Rambam says you need something on the fourth wall to make it a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. So this Gemara, the next five lines, sound like the Rambam. Sound like the Rambam. So what does Rabbi Yavo say? If it's mutter sometimes in this area, like the case of Shayara, we had a huge area, which is a Hakarbi Shulukaf Adira. If you have three people traveling, it's mutter. That shows it's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. Rabbi Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak boy, not true. Likisha, change the girsa. Likisha tirtsu, when you want to analyze it, shairei lesar usser. Fine, it's usser without a shayara, but a chayev chatas einkan. That doesn't mean it's a rishus yachid daraisa. So if you throw in here from the street, you're going to get a, going to be a, an issa daraisa. Not true. It's not true. I'll give you two examples, says the Gemara. Me'ata, if Rabbi Yavo is right. If it's right, that whenever there's a heter tiltu, sometimes means it's a rishus yachid daraisa. What about these cases? Mavui, shekarasa lamala me'esra. A mavui, whose kara is above 20. Right? Unclear why the Gemara quotes the raya from Rabbi Yehuda Shita, not the Rabbanan Shita. Lachara could be from both. Okay, but either way, what about the first mission of the Masechta? Shekarasa lamala me'esra, hol, v'hu kasher al dadi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, you put a kara down. Remember the mavui? It's surrounded by three walls. It's surrounded by three walls. Skip the next two words. Vizorg Mershazra Motocho. Chayiv? Right? If you have our mavli, remember our first case of the Masechta, surrounded by three walls going to the street. So the Gemara asks a rhetorical question. If you put a kora there, if you put a little board there on the side, so it's going to be mutter. Does that mean it's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa? So we thought, yes. But the Gemara here has it as a rhetorical question. Is that Rishus HaYachid Daraisa? No! So you see, even if you're able to carry in there, if you do something, like putting a kora, it doesn't mean that it's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. That's how the Gemara is read, according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. And again, it sounds like that this sheet of the Rambam, because the Rambam says, even if it's surrounded by all three walls, it's not a Daraisa. That's what the Gemara sounds like here, that it's a rhetorical question, saying, look, just because you could carry in this area, doesn't mean it's a Rishus HaYachid. Or, similarly, Mavi Shedifres Yosem Me'aser, if you have a Mavi, that has a larger than 10 amador, right? We had that also in the first Mishnah. Holo pirtsas ha-mavui al daid Rabbi Yehuda b'shlosh esrei. Rabbi Yehuda says, remember we had 13 amos, 13 and a little bit amos, not 10. That's the shear for the diumdin. V'zorak mer shesarav ha-mutocho. Chayiv? Are you going to be chayiv if you threw into that area? No, you're not going to be chayiv. And again, the Gemara assumes that an area surrounded by three walls is not a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa. Chatzer, so that's period. So how did the other Rishonim understand that? So good kasha, not for now. There are other Gemaras that sound very much like the other Rishonim, but this Gemara is a smach to the Rambam. Chatzer, she psucha la karpef. Next case. What if you have, remember we said before, two karpefs next to each other? What if you have a chatzer is next to a karpef? All together, it'll make it into 2,000... Right, two beisa. But one's a chatzer. Chatzer is hukaf ladira. So now's our question. Remember the karpef issue was karpef shalo hukaf ladira. But if you add it to the dimensions of the chatzer, which is next to it, the chatzer is hukaf ladira. Is there any issue there? So chatzer shipsucha la karpef, metatam and a chatzer la karpef. You could go from chatzer to karpef. Avalo mena karpef la chatzer. You can't go for a karpef to a chatzer because you're going for a karpef to a chatzer, then it's kind of like you're using the chatzer as becoming secondary to the karpef. So could it be looked at as an extension of the karpef? Then it could be mitzaref to 2,000 amos. And that's why you can't go from chatzer. You can go from chatzer to karpef. You can't go from karpef to chatzer. Omidrabanan. Reb Yudin onto Daira Sha'al. Mala tal demi karpef la karpef dera chatzer. What about going from one karpef to another karpef through a chatzer? Right? Is that just passing through? Is that going to be a problem? Going from karpef to chatzer is a problem. What about going from karpef to chatzer to karpef? Is that a problem? Okay, unclear. That question is not answered. And the Mefarshim explained exactly the root of that question. But remember, let's get back to the Mishnah. We Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was in the previous Mishnah. We don't paskin like him. Let's get to the shitas we paskin like. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu ein ba ela bar siachu ma'ar matatlan besocha. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, if you have even less than 2,000 square amos, shivan amos, vishirayim, 5,000 square amos. I keep saying 5,000 square amos. Two base up. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava says, 70 by 70, you need a guard booth, and has to be close to the city. So Rabbi Yehuda says, even if you only have a little pit to hold water, Rabbi Akiva Omer, and Rabbi Akiva, who we paskin like, says as follows, afilu ein ba'achas mikolelu. If it's not humongous, you don't need anything. Metaltlin betocha. Right? Even if you don't have any residential item, any water trough, any animal, any kli. No. If it's up to 70 by 70 amos, mutter. There's no gzera there. If it's up to that amount, it is allowed to carry in. That's not the karpif shluhuka fladira that Chazal were gozer on. They were only gozer on more than the 70 by 70. Then you need it to be huka fladira in order for it to be, you ought to carry it in. But up till that point, you don't need anything. Period. Let's just do a little more in the next section. Michla vachidazi Rabbi Yehuda. What's that? This was Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That in the Mishnah, Titanina Taman, but didn't we learn in Besechas Beitza, where the Mesechah, the Gemara talks about there, about Karpef and Sada, Ezo Karpef, and the definition of Karpef there was a different definition. Kalshu Samach La'ir Div Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda says it has to be close to the city. The Ko Amar Hachin, and here in our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says, how do you undo a Karpef? You have to have a bar, you have to have a Ma'ara. So is it geographical, close to the city, or is it something in it? Rabbi Mana, kebeis dira avidle Rabbi Yehuda. You make it like a beis dira. What does that answer mean? It means don't compare our context and that context. The context there in Beitza was talking about, are you allowed to gather wood on Yontif? Is it muksa or not? You didn't set it aside before Yontif. You want to make a fire on Yontif. You have some wood in your backyard. As long as it's in your karpef, it's considered mukhan. You could use it on Yontif. That, so there the rules are, how far is it from your house or not? Smuchalir ain't a smuchalir. That makes it non-muksa or muksa. Here's a different context. Talking about tiltol. Tiltol on Shabbos. Don't compare the two. So even though over there in Beitza, the rule of karpef might be proximity, here as different types of definition. And therefore, don't compare the two, Rabbi Yehudas. Okay, we'll have to stop here by the Mishnah. That's the next time we finish up the second parak and we get into the new world of Eruv Tchumin, Bakol, Ma'arvin. We'll stop here.